Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Stop in the Name of Trends Before You Zite My Heart. That is one. It is courtesy of the Southwest Psalm.
Sommelier.
Yeah. My favorite wines come from the Southwest.
I mean, Diana Ross, you know, she had it all.
She really did.
I mean, she was the worst singer in the Supremes, but because she was the prettiest one, she somehow became the star. Mm-hmm. But hey, that's just how Motown gets down.
Speaking of how Motown gets down, let's talk about Mike Pompeo. He is trending right now. The coolest dude.
Speaking of Motown, Governor Rick Snyder has actually been charged with the crime in the Flint water crisis.
Oh, really?
Fucking finally. So, Speaking of Motown, actually, Michigan... thank God. When were we going to start seeing some shit happen there? But yeah, there's that. Rick Snyder, he's been charged. They're saying Michigan plans to charge the ex-governor in the Flint water probe. So
nice.
Who'd have thought?
All right, so Secretary of State Mike Pompeo canceled his Europe trip at the last minute on Tuesday because Luxembourg's foreign minister and top European Union officials declined to meet with him.
That's apparently they were talking cash shit about him. I don't know what's true about some of these quotes or whatever, but it was like something about him being like, they're saying he's like a political arsonist and a felon. Like, with this fucking guy. What could it have been? His looking the other way when Mohammed bin Salman just had Jamal Khashoggi just extrajudicially assassinated? I don't know. What could it have been? Anything? All of it?
All these people's careers need to be fucking over, period.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of these people, I mean, who knows if there was a way to find out what kind of money these people were getting from unknown places into weird accounts that they controlled. That's the shit that we need. I mean, at the end of the day, the fucking money talks. And that's why I'd hope part of whatever investigation, examination of this insurrection, you actually get to the money. like who the money people are. Because yes, there are a lot of people who had a hand in it, but then there are lots of people with the resources to get these people to act stupid. Because that's the, you know, that's where all the details come out.
It's almost like we might need the help of somebody from Luxembourg to look into that sort of shit.
Mr. Poirot, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he from Luxembourg?
I don't know, actually.
Oh, or maybe Belgian. Is that what you're referring to?
No, I was just the dude who canceled or who said he wasn't willing Belgian, to meet with him was from Luxembourg.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Poirot Hive. I fucked that up. I should have known.
Some of the meanest people on social media.
Oh my God. Poirot Twitter, when they come for you, don't call him Hercule.
Yeah.
He'll fuck you up. Yeah.
I did that. I made that mistake one too many times.
Yeah.
And that was just one time.
You got buck 50 at the Third Street Promenade.
Sheldon Adelson, speaking of careers being over.
Oh boy. There he is.
Adios. The conservative billionaire philanthropist, or not philanthropist, but donor.
Fuckery spreader.
Yeah, fuckery spreader. He gone.
Yeah.
He has passed on. I don't really know what to say about this motherfucker.
Well, fuck that guy. I mean, he's piece fucking of shit. Putting all his money into the wrong shit. I mean, again, once that Citizens United ruling came out, he was one of the first motherfuckers who was like, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So I can put all this into dark money PACs? Okay, let's go. Rest in peace to a piece of shit. Rest in piece of shit.
It's almost like these casino magnates are never as good a people as you would expect.
Yeah, what is it about a casino? Taking advantage of people? I mean, that might be addicted to gambling and then have a bunch of games where basically the odds are, may the odds be in your favor, casino owners, forever.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of, so we got Steve Wynn, we've got Donald Trump, we got Sheldon Adelson, we got Andy Garcia's character in the Ocean's movies.
Yep.
Not good people. And if you want to hear my opinion on it, they're not the best.
I don't know if I'm as brave as you to be able to say that, but yeah, maybe there is something about that guy.
Steve Caesar, Tom MGM, Jim Bellagio. Yep. Those are all contributions.
No, no,
from
no. Jim
Super
Bellagio
Producer.
Is a guy who passed away very tragically, the comedian.
Oh, right, right. Yep. But the Super Producer, Anna Hosniak, came with those. She knows more about the industry than me, probably.
Well, she also owns a casino, so.
Right.
Things y'all don't know about Super Producer Anna Hosniak for 300 hours.
Magnate. Let's talk Chuck Norris. He's trending. Because have you heard about these jokes about him? They're so funny. It's like, what, Chuck Norris beat up heart disease or something?
Right. Chuck Norris doesn't get sick. He fucks up people of color in his dreams. I don't know. I'm sorry. Where was I going with that? I don't know what Chuck Norris is on. But yeah, people know where he's at in this new world we're in. And because of his support of the president, it was only a matter of time that some fucking loser who looks like him is walking around with like a bolo tie during the Capitol Hill insurrection, taking selfies, and people being like, yo, Chuck Norris is here, this motherfucker a patriot. And him, whatever this person is, not saying, no, I'm not Chuck Norris.
Right.
Or at least allowing these people to do that. Or maybe it was just a bit, but that basically forced his publicist and his like crew, whatever you want to call it, to say Chuck Norris was not there. That right. There was an impersonator.
That headline is being spread across the media. Don't impugn the good name of Chuck Norris. This dude really does. Like, just looking at a modern day photo of Chuck Norris, this dude looks like if Chuck Norris hadn't had work on his face done.
Right.
Like that's, but his hair is exactly the same. Just saying, Chuck, I don't know, man.
I think there's actually even more to this with what he was saying. Okay, so his manager told USA Today, this is not Chuck Norris and is a wannabe lookalike, although Chuck is much more handsome.
What? Chuck remains on his range in Texas where he has been with his family. Oh, a little bit of Trump in there?
Mm.
You know, was he like, that? You know, Chuck, look, if Chuck Norris saw that guy, he goes, that ain't fucking me. That's some ugly ass wannabe. And you tell the fucking paper I said that. It's an ugly ass wannabe. And the real Chuck is way more handsome than that bullshit you saw.
It's like when someone gives you a lookalike and you're like really insulted by it. It's like,
right.
What? No way.
Just whenever you see those things and it reeks of someone forcing them to say that about them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that scene in like the Ty Cobb movie, like, you say I was the greatest fucker of your life. Or whatever movie that is. And you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. The toxicities.
Yeah.
Running rampant. So, yeah.
Celebrity managers, an interesting group. They're like, you know, those people who are like academic experts on like one historical figure and like live their entire lives for that one historical figure.
Mm-hmm. You mean senators? Like that.
Exactly.
And then we'll just sit idly by for someone they think has more influence than them and just sit on their hands and not do anything and just kind of go with the flow. Hmm. Celebrity publicist, you mean?
Yes, yes. and then finally, Trinity Rodman is trending.
Yeah.
Because I've been shipping those two for years, Trinity and Dennis Rodman. and it's about fucking time they got together.
Hell yeah. And now their child, Trinity Rodman, is fucking tearing it up. No,
yeah.
So Dennis Rodman's daughter, Trinity, is apparently a fantastic soccer player and is out here, you know, tearing it up at Washington State and, you know, is putting up fucking numbers. And now is basically saying like, hey, and I'm declaring myself eligible for the NWSL draft. So catch me out there.
Wow.
So,
is She was the number one recruit in the country in 2020. So she's like treating that like it's like a NBA prospect, one and done. Like,
right.
I'm too good for this shit.
So, I mean, yeah, shout out. I got it. I want to see some footage now because I'm curious, like, because I know he has a son, DJ, also, who plays basketball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he also plays for Washington State. I think they all go to Washington State. But anyway.
Is that where Rodman went? I thought he went to like some small Arkansas school.
Yeah, that's what I thought he went to. But yeah, his son is at Washington State. But I mean, I'm curious to see what like that Dennis Rodman competitive mentality looks like in like on the soccer, on the pitch, if you will. Because I have a feeling and, you know, I'm always interested. I always like seeing like the children of athletes and trying to be like, are you like your parent exactly? Because I'm, hey man, I'm old. I remember when your daddy was in the league.
I'm just picturing that exact question with you holding out a microphone or like a reporter's recording device. Are you exactly like your father?
Huh? Who are you with? No way. Just a fan of your dad's and Kim Jong-un. So,
in 2020, she played in the CONCACAF Women's Under 20 and scored twice in the championship game to lead Team USA past Mexico 4-1.
All right, Trinity.
Yeah, yeah. I do wonder, so she was born in, 2001? One, I believe.
2000 or 2000, or I think she's 20 right now. So unless her birthday is at the beginning of the year, it's around 2000, 2001.
Yeah. Is that was after Matrix came out, like right after Matrix
99.
Came out. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
She is.
Oh, shit. Jack took the blue pill or the red pill, whichever the sick one is for the Matrix.
I stay sleeping. Oh.
Yeah, you saw Joey Pantoliano. You know, you knew what it was. Ignorance is bliss, y'all.
That's right. Team Mouse or whatever that guy's name is.
Mouse was the guy Mouse? Who was like, no, he was like, remember Tasty Wheat? That's Mouse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Was his name Mouse because it's computers and computers have mouses?
I think because he was just mousy and like weird. Because Joey Pants is Cypher.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Get it straight.
Yeah.
We
are very close in birthdays. Not the year though.
You and Trinity?
No, me and Cypher, Joe Pantoliano.
You and Cypher. Oh, okay. Got it.
Ralph Cifaretto, if you will.
Hey, Ralphie. All right, guys.
Wear a toupee like him, too.
That would be amazing.
Rock the Ralph Cifaretto rug.
Someone needs to Photoshop.
Somebody,
that,
no, somebody send me the Ralph Cifaretto toupee.
Yeah.
I'll do a whole photo series of me rocking white people hair toupees. And I'll look like fucking that dude who incited the fucking insurrection, that Ali Alexander guy who's like on the run right now from the feds because they're like, oh, your hands are all over this. Like, he was the dude who had that tweet back in December who was like, I'll die for this shit, will you?
Mm-hmm.
That guy. Because he got the perm in his hair. He looked like he's rocking all kinds of weird hair, too. So. Mm.
All right,
anyway,
guys.
Send me a toupee.
Yeah,
care of
do
the
it.
Daily Zeitgeist. What Hollywood,
photo
California.
Series that would be. All right, that is going to do it for this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. A very good one, I might add. We will talk to y'all then. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask, stay inside, wash your hands, don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.